The RV Advisor, created to protect the rights of the RV enthusiast. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is David Branham. David is the technical consultant with the RV Water Filter Store. And this is a very interesting company that does a lot of good things for you and me. I can tell you, it's everybody likes a great tasting glass of water. So we'll start there. And we can talk about how all the technical stuff with water filtration. But David, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tom. This is a good opportunity to talk to some of our customers.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because you know, probably when you and I grew up, I suspect we're sort of in this a similar demographic. You know, we remember just you can open up the tap on your sink and you get great tasting drinking water, you know, in many, many places. And people are always surprised to learn that places like New York City had great drinking water, tap water, because it came from up north in the mountains. Not so much anymore. It's a challenge to find really good drinking water straight from the tap. What's happened and how are we fixing that problem?
So I think it's a combination of things depending on what is actually in the water. For instance, up in the Great Lakes area in the Rust Belt, there's a lot of places that might have older plumbing or just iron in the wells that comes out. You've got hard water with calcium and magnesium that's down in the south by you know, Arizona, especially down by the Colorado River. You've also got just more chemicals in the water that can leach into wells and even city water supplies from, you know, you hear about fracking or you hear about, you know, the farming and getting nitrates in the water. So you really never know what's coming at you, even if it's from the tap.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've seen such a dramatic spike over the past, you know, maybe 20 years in people drinking bottled water and also exploring other options like filtered water. Tell us a little bit about the process. I mean, I'm sure it's quite involved, and you know, it takes some time to, you know, get the right filtration system going for your particular water, I guess, wherever, depending on where you are in the country. That's a guess on my part.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Tom. It's almost the same for well water or natural bodies of water as it is for city water. You've just got a few different things that might be in city water that wouldn't be in a natural body, such as fluoride or chlorine for sanitizing. So the chances are a lot less for pathogens like bacteria, giardia, and viruses to be in the city water than they might be in if you're taking the water out of a river or a lake or even a well. And so if you're traveling around a lot, you really don't know what's going to be in the water that you're using. So you kind of have to plan for everything, which is unusual compared to a home where you know exactly what's in the water and you can filter it accordingly.
Yeah.
So by preparing for everything, it starts out with a sediment filter. And so we like to use a 1 micron sediment filter, which is very small. That's a millionth of a meter, which is invisible. And that's the first one. And that takes out anything floating in the water that's above a micron. And then we go with a carbon block filter, which is even smaller. It's at a half micron. And that's small enough to actually take out a giardia or a cryptosporidium, which are the cysts, but it's not quite small enough to remove all the bacteria from the water. But it does remove chlorine and other chemicals, taste and odor, and so between those two filters, you get to about 95 or more percent of locations that you're going to have good tasting, safe, clean water. But the things that can get through that are anything that's dissolved in the water completely. It could be minerals, it could be calcium, magnesium, making the water hard, or it could be metals, lead, whatever. Those things can pass through unless you have a way to absorb them with your filter system.
Yeah.
And so the next stage in a lot of cases, especially where RVers like to go, is to go down to, or if they like to go down to the south during the winter to stay out of the snowbirds, they try to get out of the bad weather.
Right.
Down in the southern part of the country, almost every place has hard water. Anything that resembles a desert or an arid climate is going to have hard water, which means it's got a lot of calcium and magnesium in it. And so for that, you can use a water softener after your initial two filters, and that'll make the water pH balanced and more normal to use in showers and for the dishwashing and stuff like that.
I would imagine that kind of keeping up with, depending again, like we said, where you are in the country, what kind of water you're dealing with, keeping up with the technology, that the right filter for the right water, I guess, has got to be a little bit of work.
Well, it is. And I, that's a lot of what I spend my time consulting about is people will call me they start off, they just buy an RV. They know the water isn't good everywhere and they want clean water, but they have no idea how to do it. So I made some videos and put them onto the RV Water Filter Store website. I call it step one, step two, and step three. What I've already talked about is kind of step one, which is the point of entry stuff, the first two filters. Step two is the water softening. And then step three is if you want to go and get those things that get through the initial two stages, like bacteria and other things that are dissolved in the water.
Yeah.
So step three is really more drinking water system. And you can put like a reverse osmosis system right under your sink and get RO quality water, which is better than any drinking water you're going to buy. It's the same stuff they sell in the in the front of the grocery stores where you fill up your tanks. So you can get bacteria with those things. You can get actually reverse osmosis will take everything out of the water. So even if there's uranium or nitrates, nitrites, or pretty much arsenic, anything you can name, it'll take it out. And so that's why a lot of people like RO. But it is kind of a RO is kind of a reverse osmosis. It's kind of a wasteful process so far because you're throwing away or discarding about half to three quarters of the water that you start with to make the RO water. And so if you're out boondocking and you want to have RO water, you have to be careful. We also have a way of putting it back into the tank in that case, so that you're not wasting water when you're generating your RO water.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, it's fascinating. An awful lot to keep up with, and we're certainly glad folks like yourself are out there helping us get through that. Because I'd be all thumbs. I know what I like. I know how I like my water to taste, but beyond that, I'd. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do. We're speaking with David Branham from the RV Water Filter Store, and we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, but we want to find out all the go-to products that you guys offer, and also how beneficial they can be to the RV community. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. Take this quick break. Back in a moment.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
We We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is David Branham. He's from the RV Water Filter Store. Guys are based in Northern California. And I know that it's a beautiful place, that part of the country. And I always associate that area with movies and these beautiful streams and waterfalls and everything you see. And is the water pretty drinkable there, are we talking about a lot of filtration that has to go on?
Well, in my area, the water is pretty good, but we are right by one of the big California fires right now, so it's the air isn't so good. But but yeah, the water here is good. You know, you're not gonna get a lot of really hard water up here, but it really varies by, you know, each place they dig, or each city is going to be a little bit different. Some cities have really good water, others, you know, it doesn't taste so good. So it's widely variable in that respect.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, again, it's the RV Water Filter Store. Tell us a little bit what you guys have, you know, some hot tickets, that hot ticket items that you've got.
Okay, well, thanks. So we just released a pretty unique product. It's a sediment filter, but it's a 0.2 micron absolute filter. So it's very, very fine, but yet it still has good flow so that you can get the water through it. You know, if you get too small, it really constricts the water, especially at lower pressures. This doesn't really do that too much. So it's called our Virus Hero, and you can put that in conjunction with a carbon filter, and you can basically have all the benefits of having either a ceramic filter or UV light or a RO system in terms of getting out the very, very small bacteria. Because bacteria are about a half a micron, and if this is 0.2 absolute, nothing, you know, it's going to remove virtually all of the bacteria. So that's a pretty hot product. And another one, we just introduced our water softener. It's 16,000 grain water softener. You know, grains are the measure of hardness for water. And so if you have 16,000, it's better than 8,000 or 10,000. So it'll prevent you from having to recharge it as often. And so that's what you use if you're down in, if you're getting white scaling or spotting, or the water, you know, won't lather up on your head or in the dishes when you're washing dishes.
Right.
So this will solve that problem. It kind of neutralizes the water, makes it a lower pH, and it removes the minerals that are causing the scaling.
Mm-hmm.
Another product that we're working on, and I just added it to the website today. We're getting pictures and stuff, but it's a tankless RO water system, reverse osmosis, under the sink. And one of the big drawbacks of reverse osmosis when you have it under the sink is that you have to have a 4-gallon tank to store the water, because it doesn't come out fast enough normally to just go right into a faucet. Even those little drinking water faucets, typically the ones we have now up until this point, you had to have a storage tank, and then when you built up pressure, the water would come out the faucet and then it would relieve the pressure, then it would regenerate and fill the tank up again. Well, now we got one that will generate 500 gallons a day, which is enough to pressurize the faucet so that you can get the water real time and not have to have that second step of storage. And the big thing about that is that it's, you know, RVs don't have very big cabinets underneath the sinks at all there, and so using up a, you know, a 15 inch tall and a 1 or 12 inch diameter, you know, space is not that convenient. So having a tankless water RO water system is going to be pretty popular, I think.
Sure sounds it. Yeah, that'll be something folks want to check out for sure. Why don't you share with our viewers, our listeners, exactly where they can go, best place to go website-wise, and explore all the possibilities.
Yeah, so if you go to rvwaterfilterstore.com, you'll see my face and you'll see some links. If you go to the knowledge base, you can see it on the main menu there up at the top. You can click there, and there is a lot of question and answer that and articles that I've posted and others in the company have posted that'll give you some idea. Look for step one, step two, step three. That'll kind of explain the process of going from even a natural a water source to drinkable water. And you know, just poke around there. If you want to, if you have questions, if you are unsure what to do or even where to start, you can schedule a 30-minute consultation with me. Just click on contact us, and you can go and just schedule a 30-minute you know, consultation. We can talk about anything you want during those 30 minutes.
Fantastic. That's absolutely great. RV Water Filter Store. That's where you want to go. And David, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Very interesting. Love to have you back again and learn about the latest and greatest with your products and everything you guys do there. It's obviously a great service and folks really, really most certainly appreciate you know, the need for the best drinking water we can get. You know, that's all we can say.
Well, yeah, and then we want to save the planet from plastic bottles too. That's the other thing, is that with this there, it's you know, you don't have the plastic waste, you don't have microplastics in the water. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's convenient, and it also is saving the planet.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that. It sounds like it's a pretty darn good mission. Really appreciate it. David, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
David Branham, our guest from the RV Water Filter Store. And check them out. ASAP. It's a good idea. Good idea to have these products. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG and her experts are here for you at RVAdvisor.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. Wrapping things up, just want to remind you that you can register your unit at rvaca.org. That's rvaca.org. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. So long, everybody.